Cowichan Bay's Eli McCammy earned second star honors for the Penticton Vs in a 6-1 Penticton win over the Cowichan Valley Capitals in the Okanagan on Friday, January 31. Cowichan's Jordan Bax got the game's first goal, this seventh of the season, from Camden Charon, to put the Caps out in front. McCammy assisted on a V's goal two-thirds of the way through the first period and the teams went into the intermission knotted at two apiece. McCammy scored to open the second period and the V's got another to lead 3-1 with a period left to play. Cowichan had just four shots in the third period and didn't convert on any of them while Penticton scored thrice more to take a commanding 6-1 win. Cowichan looked to turn it around on Sunday, February 2 in Cranbrook against the Bucks, and they did just that, outshooting Cranbrook en route to a 6-3 win. Camden Beitzer and Nicholas Beaudoin both had first-period goals for Cowichan and the Caps took a 2-1 lead into the break. A pair from Bax extended the lead to 4-1 after two periods. Beaudoin earned his second of the game early in the third period before Cranbrook got one back to make it a 5-2 game with roughly 7 minutes left to play. Ben Portner pushed Cowichan ahead once against and through the Bucks scored once more. The game was never really in doubt and the Caps skated away with a .500 weekend on the road. "We're in preparation mode for playoffs," said head coach Cam Keith. "We feel that our team is strong enough to compete for a championships. Everything we do now is to build on our style of play that will be effective with harder hockey. While still competing in the standings for home ice advantage in the first round." Ice chips. The Caps announced on January 28 they have acquired forward Aaron Van Wee from the Chilliwack Chiefs to complete a January 15 deal that sent forward Arjun Bawa to the Chilliwack.